Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts. Aww. He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. You're going to be glad you did, because our good buddy Phil Holland is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Phil's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the founder of My Own Business, which is an outstanding resource and website for people who want to start a small business. And he's a highly successful entrepreneur. And used to be in the donut business, and made some yummy donuts, right, Phil?
In fact, the name of the company was Yum Yum Donuts. Yeah.
There you go. I love that. What is that? Is that what they call that? What's the term for that? Where the name and the, sounds like it really is. What is that? Onomatopoeia or something like that. Anyway, it's Yum Yum is like, whoa, I know what that is. But anyway, now he's helping you and me, ladies and gentlemen, with our small businesses, and he joins us on a regular basis to talk to us about those things. Phil, it's good to have you back as always.
Well, always a pleasure to be with you, Jim.
Right now is I've been telling my audience that. At this moment, that their attitude, the small business attitude, should be this: I'm going to win by surviving. What do you think about that attitude?
Well, that's people in this country and people throughout the world, for that matter, we're in a 100-year storm now, and this especially is affecting people in small businesses. And the key to survival, that we believe, is to not run out of cash. Now, that kind of sounds simple, but the moment that a business doesn't have a cash balance in their checking account, they're out of business because they can't make their payroll and so on. So we think one of the important tools to use, and surprisingly, it's not that frequently employed, is to use what we call cash flow projection,
right,
where the fellow in business is able to project his future liquidity, that is to say,
yep,
what cash he has in the bank in future periods of time. Now, if a person in business knows today that 5 months from now he's going to be negative, he's got 5 months to correct it. So what we teach people is that there's a very simple way of handling that, and that is on kind of a simple spreadsheet. You start out with a starting cash. I mean, what's your bank balance today, plus what are your sales going to be this month, minus what are your expenses, and you come out with cash at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
Then you roll that forward to beginning cash next month. And by doing that and including in that cash flow, you project what you think your declining sales will be. If you're in the restaurant business and your sales are down 35%, which is not uncommon at all today, your sales projection is going to be 35% lower than what it was a year ago. And now you have the time, you have the period of days and months to figure out what expenses to cut to maintain equilibrium. And we think that is the single most important tool that people in business, or even people in their personal handling of cash, can avoid running out of future cash.
There's no question about it, Phil. That's the best thing that ever happened to me as a business owner. About 25 years ago, somebody showed me how to build an electronic spreadsheet. That's the very first one that came out. I've forgotten. Lotus. First it was Lotus, and then there was another one that I used for a while, and then Excel came out with Microsoft. But when I learned was not Excel. It was even before Excel, like several years before Excel. But when I learned on that, I learned how to do a financial spreadsheet, how to build formulas in those spreadsheets. And I learned how to build a cash flow statement. That was one of the best things that ever happened to me. And I've talked about it on the show many times, Phil. I've told my audience, I've said, look, if you own a small business, it's okay if somebody else does your receivables. It's okay if somebody else does your payables. It's okay if somebody else does your accounting and your taxes. But unless you're a huge company, you, if, as the owner, you should keep your own cash flow statement. What do you think, Phil?
Well, absolutely. And I think also many small businesses don't use electronic spreadsheets, but it can be done by hand. It can be done simply by starting with a piece of paper.
But it's so easy. But it's so easy, Phil. Everybody has computer these days. Hold on to that thought. We're gonna talk about pencil versus keyboard right after these messages, folks. This is really, really important stuff, folks. And if you haven't already been doing it, it is not too late. It's important, in fact, to do it right now. 22, stay with us. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. That's our knowledge base. And my blog is jimsblog.biz, B-I-Z. And, of course, the knowledge base and the blog can both be found. You can link to them from the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check that out when you get a chance. And if you forget all that, but you remember my name, you can literally go to jimblasingame.bit.com, jimblasingame.com. So check that out and use all the stuff that we have there to your advantage. We built it just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, by the way, which we send to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Phil Holland is our guest. Phil is our good friend, founder of My Own Business, and we're talking about how to help you make sure you manage your cash better. And we're talking about a cash flow statement, and Phil and I are having a little fun. He says, you know, don't worry about the computer, do it with your pencil, and I'm saying, you know, do it on the computer if you can, and we're both right. The thing I like about the computer, Phil, if you can just get it set up one time, if you don't know how to build formulas, and they're not hard, by the way, folks, new tools are pretty handy. Phil, the reason I like about the computer is that you can play around with the numbers a little bit. In other words, once you get your budget in there, as you said earlier, what your expenses, once you get your revenue projection in there, you get your beginning cash in there, and you look at it over the next several months, you can say, okay, based on the sales that I have right now, when am I going to run out of cash? And you can put those numbers. You can see at the bottom line when you're going to run out of cash. And it's just a whole lot more. It's a better picture, I think, than doing it by hand. What do you think?
Well, either works. The fact of the matter is, Jim, that we feel, you know, on our internet course, myownbusiness.org. We think that one of the key disciplines of succeeding in business is having a knowledge of computer tools.
Right.
So there's no question that anybody who is serious about business or building a business needs a computer, not only for issues such as cash flow,
right,
but accounting, for example. It would be silly to do accounting without a computer software program.
Well, see, the thing that you with an electronic spreadsheet, the thing that you can do that Phil was telling you a while ago earlier, folks, is that if Phil, you can say, okay, I'm going to expect these people to pay me in January, but what if they don't pay me till February? What's that going to do to my January cash? And then you can take a look by moving that around, the revenue around, either adding sales or extending collections or something like that. By moving that around, you can see whether you need to say, hey, I can't let that happen. I need to make sure he pays me in January, or I've got to replace that with another sale, or I got to cut back on some payroll or something like that. That's how you get the picture, isn't it?
Yeah, sure. Well, you bring up a good point, Jim, which is, a cash flow projection should be done very frequently. When I started Yum Yum Donuts, I did a cash flow projection every week because I didn't know whether I would make payroll the next week. Right. So it has to be done frequently, and any changes, of course, are inputted. So it's a continually moving number.
And the other thing that's good about it is you can take that document to your banker, can't you, Phil?
Yep.
I mean, you could print that thing out and say, okay, now, Mr. Banker, you can see here that because I have a little bit of a cyclical business, in July I'm going to be a little short on cash, but in September I'm going to have lots of cash. So I'm going to need you to loan me a few thousand dollars in July, which I'm going to then pay you back in September from the proceeds of those sales.
Sure, or you can take the projection to your landlord and show
right.
your landlord that you're going to need some help.
Good point.
Or you can take it to your mother-in-law if you need some additional cash.
It's I don't know about the mother-in-law thing there, Phil, but seriously, I'm going to tell you something, Phil. A banker told me this 30 years ago. He said, if you want to impress me with your business acumen, bring me your cash flow statement. He said, I want to see your balance sheet. I want to see your P&L. But he said, if you show me, bring me a cash flow statement, he said, from that cash flow statement, I can tell whether you're going to pay me back or not.
Yeah, well, my kind of guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Being in business is like flying a helicopter. If you're up in the air and you run out of gas, you know, you crash and burn. It's so important to predict and be able to handle problems that come into the future and how much cash mm-hmm. you've got.
What are some other things we can do to preserve our cash?
Well, you know, we have some examples today. Here we are in a 100-year storm throughout the world.
Tell us what you mean. Tell us what you mean. That's the second time you said that. My audience has heard me talk about these things, but I'd like to know what you mean by that.
Well, the definition of a 100-year storm, I think it's used in meteorology.
Right.
It's an event that will occur every 100 years.
They build roads to that level, so that for the 100-year floods and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and economically, not only the states, but the worldwide, we're in a 100-year economic storm, and it's going to last for a little while. And people in business are terribly at jeopardy, but there are some businesses that do well in this kind of condition. I'll cite one, Walmart. Walmart is just doing fine today.
Mm-hmm.
Why? And incidentally, this can be copycatted. Any business, service,
yep.
product, can copycat Walmart by simply targeting products that are low-priced and that have a low cost.
Right.
For example,
hold on to that thought, Phil. We'll come back. Phil's got some more cash-preserving recommendations for us. 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's Joe Cocker to take us out. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate in Little Chicago, bringing us back. Phil Holland is our guest. He's the founder of My Own Business, and that's myownbusiness.org, right, Phil?
Yes, that's it.
Tell us about that.
Well, myownbusiness.org is a free website. Doesn't cost a penny. People can take our we're a public charity. We're a 501c3 public charity, and people can go on that website and take a complete course in all of the disciplines of how to start and operate a business. There are quizzes. There are video clips. There are all kinds of examples, and what we stress is where the pitfalls are. So if you're in business or starting a business, it's a great resource, and it's all done by people who have been there, done that.
Right. Absolutely. And, you know, you were talking about your business being a nonprofit. It really is a nonprofit. Somebody asked me once if my business was a nonprofit, Phil, and I said, well, it's not supposed to be.
Well, yeah. Well, the problem is today most businesses are nonprofit, not intending to be.
That's exactly right. Hey, help us wrap up on some last thoughts on preserving our cash. What do you think about the banking relationship?
Well, of course, business startups never did have much of a banking relationship because banks, even in the past, haven't been the source of funding for startups. But I think that the alternative is, if it's a startup situation, is start very, very small. Start humbly. Start in your garage.
Grow it organically, one customer at a time.
Yeah, and build on that. Build on retained earnings. That's the way Warren Buffett did it, in a big,
yep.
big way.
Yeah.
But people could start cash, start small with very little cash. Start humbly.
One of the things I think some people miss, Phil, is the fact that the best capital in the world is what you get from your customers.
Right.
And that's what you're talking about. I mean, right. I hear people wanting, you know, we got into the situation where somebody wants to start a business, and the first thing they do, instead of going and getting customers, they go look for investors. Well, you know what I say? Go find customers first.
Yeah.
You know, nothing cures an illness in a company like a customer sale does.
Absolutely agree with you.
Yeah. What are some other thoughts on preserving cash?
Well, as I say, shift the product or services to where it's inexpensive items that are sold at a very high value. I'm sitting here, you know, we're in California. It's 5:30 in the morning here. I'm sitting here looking at my slippers. I bought these slippers at Walmart months ago. I paid $11 for them. So if you're selling slippers, for heaven's sake, sell $11 slippers, not $25 slippers.
not mink slippers? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Not going to be too many mink slippers sold these days, are there?
Right. I think that the Internet should be a resource that people look more to in generating sales. Develop that website. Bring dollars into your business through Internet sales, which could augment whatever else you're doing.
Absolutely.
I think today is a great opportunity for purchasing low-cost merchandise, or for that matter, purchasing low-cost businesses. The idea is to buy when everyone else is fearful. Well, everyone is pretty fearful today. So there are some great buying opportunities coming up for entrepreneurs.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, that's one thing I tell people to do, Phil, is look around you, and there are going to be some companies that have been competing against you that, you're going to be looking at each other. Who's going to last? Who's going to be the one to survive? And if the other one, if the other one doesn't make it, you know, and maybe even there may be the reason, Phil, for two companies to start talking to each other and say, you know, maybe we ought to put this thing together. Maybe we ought to pull together on this. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you entirely. The worst, I made lots of mistakes in business, but the worst mistake I ever made was missed opportunities in these kind of times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, give us an example of a missed opportunity.
Well, I was building apartment buildings at one time, and there was a complete shutdown of the industry because of lack of financing, and there were apartment buildings all over the place in foreclosure. I could have made a fortune, but I just didn't get that opportunity.
There are going to be fortunes made right now. They won't make them right now, but the origins of future fortunes are being made right now, aren't they?
Absolutely, yeah.
Either in real estate opportunities or business opportunities. Hey, Phil, give us that website one more time, please.
The website is myownbusiness.org.
And whatever Phil does, it's all free. It's available to you. And thank you, Phil, for making that available to everybody.
Thank you so much, Jim.
It's always a pleasure to have you here. We'll see you next time.
Righto.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.